Defense Department may be losing faith in the prices on the federal supply schedule. DOD says its contracting officer shouldn't assume the prices are fair and reasonable, so they need to make an extra effort to make sure that those prices are the best option available. That mindset may sound familiar. If it does, it's because it's already part of the federal acquisition regulation. Larry Allen's president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and he writes and publishes the Week Ahead newsletter. Larry, if this is something that's already in the FAR, what's the big deal about the Pentagon coming out and saying you need to make sure you do this?
Well, Francis, I think that the deal is that it really kind of underscores that DOD does not have faith in GSA's ability to negotiate fair and reasonable pricing on the one part. On the other part, it's an acknowledgement by DOD that their contracting officers don't always follow the acquisition rules that are already on the books. If they were already following the acquisition rules, and keep in mind that DOD had these rules before any other agency, then there would have been conducting competitions and trying to determine price reasonableness already. But that apparently is not the case. So it's a twofold situation, one where DOD is acknowledging what everybody kind of already knew, and that is that, look, if you're buying in quantity from the GSA Schedules program, you need to be asking for deeper discounts. But the second thing is it's a tacit acknowledgement that contracting officers in DOD haven't been following rules that their agency has supposed to have been following for the last 10 years.
Well, contracting officers, though, not following rules, and I don't mean this in a malicious way. I'm not suggesting anybody's doing anything bad on purpose, but contracting officers not following rules is like being shocked that there's gambling in this establishment, Larry. I mean, otherwise, it wouldn't have been necessary for Dan Gordon to build a whole Mythbusters campaign.
Well, that and the fact that, you know, if they're not going to follow the rules that are already in the federal acquisition regulations, why does DOD feel that they're going to follow a memo? Really what we're talking about here, Francis, is the need for greater acquisition workforce training, the fact that DOD contracting officers need to have their skills sharpened, and I suspect that's the case whether they're using the GSA schedule to make a purchase or any other acquisition method. But the fact of the matter is training is hard. Training takes time. It costs money, even if you're training virtually. It takes time away from contracting officers doing their daily jobs. So DOD, I think, knows that training is hard, and so they're trying to take the easy way out by saying, in essence, we really, really mean it.
Well, I you may be, given the time factor that everybody reports to me is necessary, which is 5 to 7 years for somebody new coming in to really be an effective contracting officer, you may be being a little bit cynical about this, Larry, because in that meantime, it strikes me if they can put out information like this where people are picking up information residually, you know, through whatever kinds of relationships they're doing it as they're trying to do this and learn this on a day-to-day basis, it doesn't seem to me that's such a bad idea to get this information out in whatever way they can. And to be fair to them also, every branch and OSD also says we're spending more money on acquisition training at a time of tight budgets, and the budget documents back that up.
Well, you made a good point there, which is, you know, Frank Kendall, the undersecretary for DOD Acquisition Technology and Logistics, has said that about 50% of DOD's acquisition workforce does have under 7 years of experience. So from that perspective, Francis, you're right in saying that, look, a reminder to the troops in the field isn't a bad thing. But, you know, this is also something where I would say GSA has a role to play. If GSA believes in its schedules program, as it should, and understands the rules, which it should, they should be the ones who are offering to train DOD, who is, after all, the largest user of the schedules program, and that would be government-to-government training. It could be done without significant cost, principal cost being time.
Well, do we know that those things aren't happening, or do we know that they're just in the process of gearing up, or do we know anything about any status like that, Larry?
Well, GSA does offer online training generally, Francis, but you know there hasn't been a GSA Expo for the last 2 years, and that's been primarily a training tool, really, when we had an Expo and an Expo second. So there really hasn't been any good way to replace training available from GSA on a macro level since then. You know, I would encourage the agency to look at ways to do that. And if you know that, you know, you're offering general training, that's a good thing. But if you've got a specific customer that clearly has some concerns and it happens to be your largest customer, then maybe you want to apply some additional resources to that situation so that everybody has a positive outcome.
Well, you have some more thoughts about this in the Week Ahead newsletter, and we have a link to that, as we always do, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Larry, you're also writing about 18F this week. It's the new effort of the General Services Administration to be an incubator for new technologies, as you write it. Former White House innovation fellows are going there. What's the buzz that you're hearing now that 18F has been, the concept of it's been out in the marketplace for a week or a week and a half, maybe a little longer, from industry? Because it seemed right up front, industry was a little concerned about the fact that this was happening inside GSA when they thought, well, maybe this is, I thought they wanted us to do this. I thought this was our job.
Well, certainly that was the initial reaction, Francis, and I think that that's still the way industry may feel overall. However, they also will go where the river is flowing. And in this case, 18th and F is a flowing current that people want to take advantage of. So I think you're seeing industry beat a path to the door of GSA to try and get involved. If you can't beat them, join them, that type of thing. I also, back in the day when I used to run the Coalition for Government Procurement, I had a member of mine tell me, look, we'll sell to the government wearing a grass skirt if that's what it takes. So this is the same type of thing. While industry might have a preference for being the organism through which new research and development brings tools to the market, if GSA is going to be in on the game, the contractors will play along.
I would like you to do me a favor and promise me that you will never, ever wear a grass skirt to do anything where I might be involved.
Granted.
Thank you for that. It's a pleasure to talk to you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Francis.
Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners, sans grass skirt, this afternoon. And you can hear my conversation with him and find out how to sign up for the week ahead at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.